Cessna Nurses Child Caring patient's name is Norman Snyder, S-N-I-D-E-R, Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Date of birth is 11/13/1955. Date of service is 6/13/2022. Mr. Snyder is a very present 66-year-old male with history of continuing right hip pain. He has history of right hip resurfacing.
Oh my God! Right?
He has been using Norco for his pain. He had infected hip joint. He's saw Dr. Gibson, who subsequently decided about replacing the placement of an antibiotic spacer. ID was consulted. IV antibiotics were initiated. Patient underwent revision of the right total hip joint with the placement of the antibiotic spacer device. Patient denies any complaints, was admitted to the hospital. He was subsequently doing better. He was seen by ID and was recommended 6 weeks of antibiotics. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the table for rehabilitation and antibiotic treatment. Past medical history had been significant for atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathy, diabetes mellitus, gout, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, chronic kidney disease, and chronic back pain. Past surgical history has been significant for ankle fusion, appendectomy, cardiac ablation, foot surgery, knee arthroscopy, right below knee amputation, and right total hip arthroplasty. Social history, smoking, none, alcohol. Rarely. No other drugs. Current medications. Include Tylenol, Amiodarone, Atorvastatin, Bumex, Candesartan, Cefepime, Clonazepam, Coreg, Colace, Enoxaparin, Insulin Glargine, Insulin Lispro, Lyrica, Metformin, Oxycodone, Spironolactone, Tramadol, Vancomycin, Warfarin. Review system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. Does have history of atrial fibrillation, also history of cardiomyopathy. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, denied urinary, does have history of chronic kidney disease, otherwise than remarkable musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of back pain, history of hip arthroplasty, history of ankle as well as knee surgery. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.0, pulse 58 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 141 over 80. Blood sugar 114. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran on reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. Extremities, no edema, right below knee amputation. Impression, number one. Infection associated with internal right hip prosthesis, acute postoperative pain, then status post revision of the right total hip arthroplasty with antibiotic spacer implantation, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathy, chronic kidney disease, history of right below knee amputation, and degenerative joint disease. Screening plan, patient admitted to below the towel, will continue current medications, continue with antibiotic program as recommended by ID, continue blood work, physical and occupational therapy would be consulted, will monitor routine blood work, will follow up on his progress, will monitor his blood sugars. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sandra Diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 7/28/1939. Date of service is 6/13/2022. Ms. Diamond is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is somewhat disappointed. She has some swelling. She also complains of pain. She has a wound suction. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right knee, there is swelling above the wound vac. It's fluctuation in there. Impression, right knee wound infection. Status post, right total knee arthroplasty. next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next depressive disorder. Treating plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I've suggested that she should see orthopedic as well as infectious disease specialist. It will need to be drained. We'll continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is William Fear, F-E-A-R, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth is 7/30/1941. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Mr. Fear, is seen in his room with complaints of rash in his groin. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He was seeing Dr. Vassallo. Patient have decided to switch care with myself. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bulk sounds were positive. Extremities. Extremities. No edema. Impression. Number one, candidiasis. Next, left shoulder abscess. Status post joint infection. Status post IND and joint washout. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, COPD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about. His symptoms. I've suggested to use lotrizone cream in the groin. Continue other medications. Continue antibiotics. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is John Lockwood, L-O-C-K-W-O-O-D. John, J-O-H-N. Date of birth is 11/16/1942. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Mr. Lockwood is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states he's been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He did have some swelling of the lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. No other complaints. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression. Number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. next generalized weakness, next urosepsis, next aortic stenosis, next coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, next history of CHF, next chronic kidney disease, next degenerative joint disease, next hyperlipidemia. Treat and plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. His Lasix dosage has been adjusted. I've advised him to keep his legs elevated, continue other medications, cut back on salty food, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Routine labs would be checked, period. Next patient is Thomas O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, Thomas T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 4/23/1940. Date of service is 6/13/2022. Mr. O'Connell is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He is somewhat constipated. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. He said that he's been taking with physical therapy. He is doing some better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs, diminished breath sounds in the basis. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities minimal. 1 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1. A status post-perforated duodenal ulcer, a status post-exploratory laparotomy, next hyperlipidemia, next hypertension, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next history of right knee arthroplasty, next history of permanent pacemaker placement, next non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next Tachy-Brady syndrome, next pulmonary hypertension, next history of TIA, next morbid obesity, next obstructive sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I've suggested that he take Miralax on a daily basis. Also suggested SNAS as needed and was encouraged to continue with exercises, continue other medications. I've suggested incentive spirometry. We'll check labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.